Don't touch, don't move, don't manipulate. Residents in Tamaulipas, which is across the border from Brownsville, woke up to a concerning message. Cartels are placing explosives like these along the roads.
It's a shame that those are images I thought I left behind in the combat zone in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now I never in a million years really thought that we would be seeing that so close to home.
An urgent warning for people traveling back and forth from Mexico. Officials say cartel members near Brownsville have been placing explosives along the roadway.
But I've informed Mexico that it just cannot continue. We're not going to let it continue. The United States has lost 300,000 people a year. Think of that. How many people? Everybody you meet said, I lost my daughter, I lost my son to drugs, to fentanyl.
Things at the Texas border are heating up fast, and it looks like El Mencho, the ruthless leader of the CJNG cartel, is ready to take on Trump's crackdown head on, with Trump doubling down on cartel operations and even floating the idea of military intervention in Mexico. Reports are now surfacing that cartel bosses have given the green light for violent retaliation, and they're not holding back. From cartel gunmen opening fire on Border Patrol agents to explosives planted along major roadways in Tamaulipas, the situation is escalating at a terrifying pace. And now, with leaked intel warning that cartels are preparing to use weaponized drones and bombs against U.S. law enforcement, Trump may have all the justification he needs to launch a full-scale military response. So, is the border crisis about to turn into an all-out war? And will Trump take extreme measures to fight back? Let's get into it. When Trump kicked off his campaign for the 2024 elections, he made one thing loud and clear. He was coming for the drug cartels. He called them out for waging war on America and declared that it was time for America to fight back.
When I am president, it will be the policy of the United States to take down the cartels, just as we took down ISIS and the ISIS caliphate. I will ask Congress to pass legislation ensuring that drug smugglers and human traffickers receive the death penalty. The drug cartels and their allies in the Biden administration have the blood of countless millions on their hands. Millions and millions of families and people are being destroyed. When I'm back in the White House, the drug kingpins and vicious traffickers will never sleep soundly again.
One of the biggest parts of his plan? Labeling major Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOS. That designation cuts off their access to global banking, making it much harder for them to move money and fund their operations. But Trump didn't just stop there. He wanted U.S. Special Operations Forces to go after cartel leaders and their networks, while also training Mexican military and police forces on how to take them down. He even floated the idea of a naval embargo, essentially using the U.S. military to block cartel drug shipments and cripple their supply chains with special forces, cyber warfare, and covert operations. Trump compared this fight to what he did with ISIS in his first term, promising to wipe out the cartels just like he did with the caliphate. Now, fast forward to January 20th, 2025, and Trump proved he wasn't just making campaign promises. On day one of his presidency, he signed the executive order officially designating cartels as terrorist organizations, and then,
first, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border.
And just like that, things moved fast. Within 36 hours, the Department of Defense, DOD, kicked into gear, deploying 1,500 active duty troops straight to the southern border, including air and intelligence units. The Pentagon also set up a special task force to carry out Trump's new border security orders. U.S. Northern Command is leading the charge, backed by U.S. Transportation Command, the National Guard, Homeland Security, and other military branches. Right now, those 1,500 troops, 1,000 soldiers, and 500 Marines are already in action, building physical barriers and reinforcing security measures along the border. And this is just the start. Even more troops are expected to be deployed soon. But that's not all. The DOD is now directly helping with deportations, providing airlift support for DHS flights set to remove over 5,000 detainees from San Diego and El Paso. And here's where things get really intense. There are whispers that elite military units, like the 82nd Airborne Division, who are experts in parachute assaults into combat zones, and the 10th Mountain Division, which is a highly skilled force trained for extreme conditions, might be sent in to reinforce border security. Now, nothing has been officially confirmed yet, but Trump himself has hinted that it's on the table.
President Trump, if the cartels are now going to be seen as foreign terror organizations, would you think about ordering U.S. Special Forces into Mexico to take them out?
Could happen. Stranger things have happened.
And Trump's team isn't exactly shutting down the idea either. Just recently, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was asked if the military could be used to go after the cartels the same way the U.S. targets terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda overseas. His response?
I don't want to get ahead of the president, and I won't. That's ultimately going to be his decision. But let me be clear, all options will be on the table. If we're dealing with what are designated to be foreign terrorist organizations, we're specifically targeting Americans on our border, and we're finally securing our border. We've been securing other people's border for a very long time. The military is orienting, shifting toward an understanding of homeland defense on our sovereign territorial border. That is something we will do and do robustly.
But even with Trump's new executive order officially labeling the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs, there are still major legal and political obstacles before he could send the military across the border. No U.S. president has ever directly ordered military attacks on cartels in Mexico, so this would be uncharted territory. And of course, not everyone is on board. Some experts warn that taking unilateral military action could backfire in a big way, potentially triggering retaliation against Americans and businesses in Mexico. Plus, there's concern that this kind of aggressive move could destabilize the region and make things even worse. On top of that, labeling cartels as terrorists could strain relations with Mexico, making it harder for both countries to work together on security. Trump didn't hold back in his executive order, blaming the Mexican government for giving cartels safe havens to manufacture and transport drugs, something he says has directly caused hundreds of thousands of overdose deaths in the U.S.
But I've informed Mexico that it just cannot continue. We're not going to let it continue. The United States has lost 300,000 people a year. Think of that. How many people... Everybody you meet said, I lost my daughter, I lost my son to drugs, to fentanyl.
For context, Mexico's former president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, took a very different approach when he was in office. His hugs, not bullets, policy was all about tackling the root causes of cartel violence through social programs instead of force. The idea was to steer young people away from cartels by giving them grants, scholarships, and job training opportunities. He framed this as part of a Mexico First agenda, focusing on domestic solutions instead of military action or international pressure. But critics have ripped that strategy apart, arguing that it failed to curb violence and may have even empowered cartels by taking the pressure off them. Instead of backing down, cartels have expanded their operations into extortion and migrant smuggling. Even with fewer direct confrontations, cartel violence hasn't disappeared. It's just shifted. Brutal clashes between warring cartel factions and security forces still happen regularly, with innocent civilians getting caught in the crossfire. In fact, after a series of violent shootouts involving the Sinaloa cartel, U.S. officials openly questioned whether Mexico's strategy was actually working. U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar even said that while crime prevention sounds good in theory, hugs, not bullets, just didn't work in practice. Since President Claudia Sheinbaum took office in October 2024, we've already seen some shifts in how Mexico is handling the cartel crisis. Unlike her predecessor, López Obrador, she started deploying more troops along Mexico's northern border, hinting at a tougher stance on cartel violence. But at the same time, she hasn't completely abandoned the idea of tackling the root causes through social programs. One notable change? Sheinbaum steers clear of the phrase, hugs, not bullets, a clear sign that while she isn't disowning López Obrador's policies, she's definitely trying to reframe the conversation around organized crime. And when it comes to U.S. military involvement, absolutely not. The Mexican government has made it clear that it won't allow direct U.S. military action within its borders, emphasizing national sovereignty.
We will defend our sovereignty and seek cooperation and coordination with the US. They can act in their territory according to their regulations and their constitution.
Now, if the US were to act without Mexico's approval, it would violate international law and could seriously escalate tensions between both countries. But Trump isn't backing down. As part of his executive order, he slapped a 25% tariff on all Mexican imports, putting major economic pressure on Mexico to crack down harder on cartels. At first, Sheinbaum fought back. She instructed her Secretary of Economy to prepare a Plan B, which included retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports and other economic measures. But after negotiating with Trump, she agreed to deploy an additional 10,000 National Guard troops along Mexico's northern border to help curb drug trafficking and illegal migration. And now, both countries are in talks to suspend Trump's proposed tariffs, with Sheinbaum confident that they can strike a permanent deal as long as Mexico's border security efforts continue.
Mexican troops now arriving at the U.S. southern border as part of a deal to avoid tariffs threatened by President Trump. At least 10,000 troops will be deployed, focused on cities like Ciudad Juarez and Tijuana. Border numbers under President Trump dropping dramatically across all border sectors compared to the same day last year. In Laredo, encounters are down 16%. In El Paso, they're down 65%. In the Rio Grande Valley, down 66%. And then in Del Rio, they're seeing the biggest decline, 85% less crossings compared to the same day last year.
But here's where things get even more intense. The cartels aren't going down without a fight. There are reports that El Mencho, the infamous and highly elusive leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, CJNG, is already planning retaliatory attacks against the U.S. Now, the CJNG is one of Trump's biggest targets in his executive order. This cartel is one of the most dangerous, not just in Mexico, but to U.S. national security. It's a major player in meth production and fentanyl trafficking, both of which have fueled the deadly overdose crisis in the U.S. And let's be real, CJNG isn't just another cartel. They're brutal. Their tactics are straight up ruthless, targeting rivals, law enforcement, and even civilians with extreme violence. The DEA has been after them for years. Back in 2020, they launched Project Python, a massive crackdown on CJNG, leading to 600-plus arrests and major drug seizures across the U.S. They've even managed to extradite key cartel members, including El Mencho's own son, Ruben Oseguera, also known as El Menchito. But El Mencho himself, he's still off the grid, running the cartel from the shadows, and now he's reportedly getting ready to fight back against Trump's new policies. And here's the scary part. The cartels have been stockpiling serious firepower, including RPG missile launchers, ever since Trump returned to office.
Mencho!
According to journalist Annabelle Hernandez, El Mencho recently held a high-level meeting with other top cartel bosses to prepare for an all-out showdown. They're expecting covert operations from the U.S., and they're ready to respond. Meanwhile, Anna Giaritelli from the Washington Examiner reported that cartel leaders officially gave the green light to start targeting U.S. federal officers just one day after Trump's executive order. She even posted on X that her law enforcement sources told her the cartels are now allowed to shoot at U.S. law enforcement in retaliation for Trump's border crackdown. Then, on January 22nd, things took a violent turn in San Diego County near the U.S.-Mexico border. A group of hikers in the Jacumba Wilderness was ambushed by suspected cartel members, according to Border Patrol officials. The attack happened around noon when two armed men approached the hikers, yelling in Spanish. When the hikers didn't understand and tried to leave, the gunmen fired warning shots into the air, then shot one of the hikers in the leg. Thankfully, Border Patrol agents arrived just in time to rescue the group, evacuate them, and secure the area. Then, just a few days later, on January 28th, a video surfaced showing cartel gunmen firing on Border Patrol agents in Texas, with the agents firing back. These gunmen were trying to smuggle illegal migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border through a river near Fronton, Texas. The footage even shows masked shooters targeting a U.S. drone after the clash, making it clear things are heating up.
They're feeling the pinch now since the President Trump has shut down the border, essentially.
We used to have, you know, hundreds or thousands of people coming across a day during the Biden administration, and now it's less than 50. I mean, it's really shown a big decrease in the number of people coming across, which now is emboldening the cartels and these smugglers, you know, to go to more drastic measures, and it's making it more unsafe, like you said, along our border across this part of the country.
Around the same time, authorities issued a major warning for travelers crossing between the U.S. and Mexico.
An urgent warning for people traveling back and forth from Mexico. Officials say cartel members near Brownsville have been placing explosives along the roadway.
And if that wasn't terrifying enough, there are reports that cartels are now using drones rigged with explosives to attack U.S. Border Patrol agents and other officers at the border. The report came from an internal memo titled Officer Safety Alert, which warns federal agents about this new threat. It reminds agents to stay alert, wear body armor, and be prepared to use their high-powered firearms.
We also just got our hands on a memo out of the Rio Grande Valley sector that actually says that, this is kind of crazy here, that the cartels authorize the use of weaponized drones, explosives against CBP personnel and U.S. law enforcement down there at the southern border. Now, they're actually being encouraged, of course, to remain cognizant and vigilant, but they're also being encouraged to use their long arms, Blake. I have never seen this in a CBP memo before. They say, wear your ballistic gear,
yes,
but they're telling them, hey, have your long arms. Yes, they are saying, watch out for these weaponized drones. We've seen a lot of infighting with two different factions of the cartel down in Tamaulipas, that is on the south side of the border in the Rio Grande Valley. And they have like an all-out war happening between these cartel factions. So they are warning now that they might be using these weaponized drones against U.S. personnel on this side. So definitely cause for concern there.
With cartels now directly attacking U.S. forces, Trump now has far greater legal power to launch a military response inside Mexico. He could invoke Article 2 of the Constitution to justify taking action, or even rely on United Nations Article 51, which allows self-defense measures against foreign threats. He could also use the War Powers Act, which would give him 60 days to carry out military operations before needing approval from Congress. Now, this doesn't mean Trump can immediately launch a Navy SEAL Team 6-style raid on cartel leaders, like the mission that took out Osama bin Laden in 2011. But there is a legal loophole that could technically make it possible. Former President Obama used a law called Title 50, which allows the president to conduct secret military operations in foreign countries to justify the bin Laden raid. And if Trump wanted to use the same approach against cartel leaders, he technically could. Meanwhile, the U.S. has started ramping up surveillance efforts along Mexico's borders. Advanced aircraft, like the RC-135 Rivet Joint, are now being used to gather intelligence on cartel movements, intel that could be crucial for planning any future operations. And while there's no official confirmation yet, there are speculations that Trump is seriously considering the use of drones for targeted strikes against cartel leaders if things keep escalating.
The cartels have increased, actually escalated their threats, where they're actually using drones to drop explosives on rival cartel members or even the military, even explosives that are laid on the ground as far as IEDs. So they are starting to escalate their threat level. That's why we have to remain more vigilant.
Bottom line, this situation is on the verge of exploding. But what do you think? Do you believe Trump can actually get a handle on the border crisis? Or is this about to spiral into full-blown chaos? Will his tough stance crush the cartels? Or will it just ignite an even bigger war? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you thought this was wild, just wait until you see what's coming next. Make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you never miss an upload.